Hi, I'm Bernie Howard.
And I'm Lauren Freiman.
And we're going to talk today about some Chicago hot dogs. Well, Laurie, today we had another request and we tried to fulfill it. We wanted to check out a place near Mather High School, in Chicago, called Wolfie's. And Wolfie's is located at 2734 West Peterson Avenue in Chicago. He's been serving goodness, he says, since 1967. And it was opened in 1967 by a guy named Mickey Becker. He operated till his brothers Peter and Gus Romas bought it from him in 1999. What did you think of it, Laurie, as we drove up and came into the place?
Well, it wasn't my first visit to Wolfie's, but it might be my last. I don't know. The outside looks the same. Absolutely no changes at all. It's got a big sign on the outside and underneath a Vienna hot dog sign. We walked in and the interior actually looked like it had been remodeled recently. There were the flooring and the booths and the tables all looked rather new. But I sat down at a table while we waited for our order to be ready, and the table was filthy dirty. And we weren't there right at lunchtime. I'm going to say we were there around 2:30 or 3, which would have given them plenty of time to come through and wipe tables down after a busy lunch if they had a busy lunch. So I got up and did it myself, and the guy behind the counter, who I don't know if he was the owner or manager or both, like sort of just gave me a look and then sent someone out from the kitchen to finish cleaning the rest of the tables.
Yeah, he had
it was dirty.
He had a kind of I don't want to be here look on his face.
Well,
and then when he saw you cleaning the tables, he goes, "Oh God, this is," and he didn't know who we were or anything. Anyway, all right. The seating was new. It was clean.
Yeah, I mean, the place, we had new tile and new tables, new chairs, no rips in anything. The walls were clean. The windows were clean. So I'm sure it's a clean place. It's just maybe we hit it where they didn't come out and clean the tables.
All right. But let's talk about the star of the show. They got a giant hot dog in front of the place, and they are a Vienna dealer, and they were serving a number 10 hot dog without a casing, which is a less expensive hot dog. And it was boiled. And it was served in a ball of paper, and all the traditional stuff was on it. The mustard, the relish, the onions, the tomato, the pickle, the sport peppers, and the celery salt. Steamed buns. What'd you think, Flair?
Yeah, the hot dog tasted fine. It was frozen French fries. They were not hand cut, but I will say that I thought they were delicious, which tells me that how they fried them was probably fresh oil. They were the right color and right amount of being done. I didn't have any raw ones. I didn't have a lot of crispies. I thought the fries were excellent. And I actually thought the hot dog fries and a drink was a rather good deal at $7.99.
Very good price. Very good price. And it was a decent order of French fries. And the French fries did taste good, but they were frozen, alas. They weren't fresh cut, which is my preference, of course. They took plastic or cash. They didn't really care. And they served Coca-Cola products, Pepsi products. I had a Mountain Dew, of course. What else they serve?
Oh, they had a full menu. They had chicken on the bone. They had gyros. They had grilled chicken. They had hamburgers and cheeseburgers, nuggets. It was a very full menu. So if you're with people that don't want to eat a hot dog, you know, again, there were salads. There's plenty of things to pick from. And as I've discovered, most of these hot dog shops, rather than just maybe one or two or three left, all have a full menu these days.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them can't survive just selling hot dogs unless you're Rand Red Hots or something, Superdog.
And even Superdog has a bigger menu than they used to. Hamburgers and chicken and stuff like that. But
yeah.
But Superdog still hasn't sold any salads.
Thank God.
But they all seem to have ice cream. I saw a shake maker behind and you know, Wolfie's in its day was a very popular place. I mean, it's been there since the 60s.
Yeah, I think it opened up right after Flukies. It was Flukies and Wolfie's. And I don't know if they were relatives or what, but everyone thought they were like attached because they were like supersized hot dog places. I grew up in that neighborhood almost.
And I also looked outside. They had ample car parking, but I don't know if they would have room and took picnic tables in for the winter, or they don't do picnic tables. But
they've never done picnic tables at that place.
I saw no outside seating and no drive-through.
There wasn't. The owner was interesting. He was nice, but looked like he didn't want to be there.
Well,
I don't know.
He was tired. It was almost 3 o'clock. Maybe they had a huge. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but. You know, he wasn't overly friendly for sure. Wasn't greeting the customers as they were coming in, but maybe he wasn't well that day. Who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, okay. So, what's your score for it? I usually give the score first, but I'll let you do the score this week.
Well, again, the food was absolutely fine. I mean, it was a Vienna hot dog. So, if I was in that neighborhood and I had the taste for a hot dog, I don't know what their hours are, but I would go there like that. I would never make a special trip, and because I had to clean my own table, I'm going to give it a 7.
I agree with you. He doesn't get a 10 because the place wasn't that clean. But he did have new interior, but I didn't go there to eat the lavish and the beautiful interior. I went there to eat a hot dog, and the table was kind of grody. And his French fries, they were good, but whatever.
I liked the fries.
Yeah, they were all right.
There was no Merck's cheese on the menu.
All right.
I'd give it a 7. And yes, I would go there if I were around there. But if I weren't specifically in that part of the city, I would never make a special trip.
I agree. I'll give him a 7 also. And that's about it for this week. We got to get out of this place. We're going to get.
Can we extend this a little bit and talk about our IKEA hot dog that we had last week?
We could, I guess.
I wanted to do a whole podcast on it,
No, I can't do that.
So last week, Bernie and I went to IKEA to get some stuff for the house. And anyway, we decided driving there because it was around lunchtime that we would do the IKEA thing and get Swedish meatballs, which we did. And when we were in the elevator, didn't take the escalator because I'm still healing from my foot. But when we were in the elevator, there was a sign, check out our new hot dogs in the cafe on your way out. So I said to Bernie, oh, for dessert, let's get a hot dog.
And they were $1 a piece.
Yeah, it was like $1 for one hot dog. So we did our shopping. We had our Swedish meatballs and we checked out. And there on the very first floor where they've always sold some few little groceries and they used to have ice cream over and some other stuff was this hot dog now. So we went up and we each ordered a hot dog. And mind you, neither one of us was particularly hungry because we had just had Swedish meatballs. But we did get the hot dog.
But they are hot dogs, and hot dogs have to be eaten. That's my philosophy.
So anyhow, we got our hot dogs. And, of course, I took one bite. And I got to say, it was not my favorite. It had a similar taste to like a high, whatever that company is.
High grade.
But definitely wasn't even as good as that. So,
I think there was sawdust in mine, actually.
Okay, but when Bernie complained and said, I don't like this, this is awful, and he had some what's that word when
explicit?
You swore? Yeah, there's another word when you swore. Whatever. He swore. And I said, don't eat it. Don't stuff yourself. I'm throwing mine out. I had literally one bite and I wrapped mine up to be thrown out. Bernie goes, no, it's a hot dog. I have to eat it. And not only did he eat his, he ate mine. So there you go. I guess it doesn't have to be Vienna and it doesn't have to taste good. It's in a hot dog bun and it resembles a hot dog, Bernie Freiman's going to eat it.
I like hot dogs. Okay. Anyway, it was interesting.
I'm glad we did it.
Yeah. No, I didn't get sick from it or anything. I have a very sensitive stomach, and I digested it well. I didn't get sick from it, but it was the worst hot dog I've ever eaten.
Somebody asked us if it was plant-based. Now, I don't recall seeing a sign that it was plant-based, but it could have been. I don't know. But I didn't see a sign. But I also didn't see a sign that it was all beef.
No, I didn't see a sign that it was all beef either.
So, and generally, I'll only eat a hot dog if it's all beef.
I think after they make all that furniture, they have a lot of sawdust, and they take that sawdust, and they make hot dogs out of it.
Anyway, I'd stick with the ice cream and the Swedish meatballs and maybe not grab one of those 99-cent hot dogs on the way out.
Oh, so, okay, so this week you got a two-for-one. You got Wolfie's hot dogs and you got IKEA's hot dogs rated the same time. I don't think I'm going to put IKEA's hot dogs on the, maybe I will.
And I if we're going to rate IKEA, you know, our scale goes 1 to 10, but I'm going to say this is -5. This was in the negatory.
It was horrible. It was horrible. All right.
Oh, and that word is expletive. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's Casey on the phone. Anyway, that wraps it up for Chicago Hot Dogs for this week. We're going to go to a different neighborhood next week, and it's getting warmer outside, so it's going to be hardly season. Time to go farther away for a hot dog. And I'm glad we got to talk with you this week. And I'm Bernie Howard. That's Laurie. And we're out. Chicago Hot Dogs.